Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 578. My name's Will Koontz. This is Anna Hummel.
Hello. I am here with you in person. Your COVID, rubella, measles, whatever you had, pneumonias, subsided. So now we're back to in person.
Yep. Back at the island. Giving Trump another week before I go back to the Oval Office, because I don't know. There's just a lot of stuff going on for him right now. So I feel bad intruding. He's always very quiet. He stands in the corner, doesn't really interrupt or anything. But I'm just going to give him another week to figure this out. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. How you doing? You were my helper a few minutes ago.
Yes, I am part handyman, handy woman. Pretty cool.
I'm going to upload the picture after the podcast, but Anna has a new profession, which is plumbing. I messaged her. She said she was on her way, and I said, can you do me a favor?
Like a woman would.
Yeah, and she goes, sure.
No, I said, sure, I got this.
I can't. I bought a soap dispenser for my sink. There's like a little pumper thing, and you fill it with dish soap. And then that way you don't have to have a thing of dish soap sitting out on the sink.
Right.
And I tried to put it in myself. My body is way too big to get under there.
It was even a tight squeeze for me.
It was a little tight for you. Yeah.
Right.
So the garbage disposal's there. So Anna, bless her heart, went in there carefully, gingerly, took a full soap bottle. I was picturing the worst.
Oh, no.
Yeah, falling and then having soap all over the bottom of the sink in your face.
Yeah.
Which would not have been good either. No. But you did a great job.
Thank
you. Thank you very much. I owe you one.
No, you're good. You're good.
I've been using your little body a lot today, which is very bizarre.
Right. You had me unplug something down here.
That's right.
Also a tight squeeze. And then you said, quote, been using your little body a lot today.
Yeah.
Not in that creepy voice that I just did.
Yeah.
It's very matter of fact. But then quickly after that, you said that sounded weird. And they go, it did. But you are.
It's accurate.
You're using my little body.
You are at my will. Your tiny body is at my disposal.
Yeah.
To do whatever I want with, essentially, which I have more tasks for you. Later.
Okay, great.
I'm just telling you. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. That's it. But thank you very much. I'm so excited. It's like the adulthood, you know, being 40 has really just come on full force. I can't tell you how excited I am to have this soap dispenser on my sink.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was like, why don't you just put the soap there? But I get it. It's like a more space efficient. It's there for a reason. You just got to get underneath and shove it up and
if you have it in. You might as well use it.
Right.
So I didn't want a big plastic. And it just looks bad. I have a plastic soap dispenser. You could have got one of the nicer ones, I guess.
It's more aesthetic the way you have it, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, thank you.
You're welcome. Of course.
Today we got a good one, I think. Hello, Thomas. Hello, McShay. Oh, all the way from Buffalo, New York. Good to hear from him.
Oh, my God. McShay is like bone days, right?
Yeah.
He's a bone listener.
He's an OG.
Can you believe that it's been some time for you as well, but I was fired over 5 years ago.
Wow.
That's a half decade.
That is crazy. That makes me ill, to be
That I was bye-bye.
Yeah.
You know? So, interesting. But anyways, carry on.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you
for that.
Thank
you. By the way, chats are going. If you want to chat, super chats are available. Those will get put up on the screen guaranteed. So that's always good. HMBradio.substack.com. That's our Substack. Really good way to support the show. Cost effective and affordable. I tried to make it as cost effective, make sense as possible. I know it's really tight out there, but you can also join for free and you get the podcast, the 30-minute Radio St. Pete version, you know, a few days early. Mm-hmm. So that's always nice. I wanted to talk about this, Anna. I had a few stories pulled up. Some breaking news, speaking of Epstein Island here, but we'll do that later. I wanted to do this story because I thought it was funny. Mm. And what do you know about this Florida Attorney General? James Altemeyer.
Nothing.
Me either. I don't know. I feel like I kind of keep abreast of these things, but I feel like I'm doing a really bad job lately. I'd never even heard of this person
before. No, I have no idea who that is.
Because it was Ashley Moody was the Attorney General, and then she took Marco's Senate seat.
Oh, she did?
She was appointed that seat.
Okay.
So this is kind of the new guy.
Gotcha.
Here. But he's offered to deport your ex if they're an illegal migrant.
Okay.
Florida's top prosecutors encouraging spurned exes to turn from their former partners who are in the state illegally so he can deport them. He said, we recently got a tip from someone whose abusive ex overstayed a tourism visa and now is queued up for deportation.
That's awesome.
He said, if your ex is in the country, country illegally, feel free to reach out to my office. We'd be happy to assist. I feel like he's going to get a lot of false reports.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of that. And how many people are dating people? You know what I mean? Like, you got an illegal girlfriend or illegal boyfriend, and maybe you're like a permanent resident. Maybe you're not a citizen yourself, but you're dating someone who's like in, you know, kind of like underneath the radar right now.
Yeah.
That is an awesome thing to do, though, in the sense of like, if you want people, like, nothing is better than like a scorned lover be like, oh, yeah, you didn't like me because I gained a little weight. Well, guess what, Rubio? Your A is going back to, you know, Venezuela. So,
yeah. I mean, it's definitely something that's already being worked on anyway, if they can get tips from the general public. I saw that the who's the sheriff guy that's always he makes national news, Polk County's.
Oh, Grady Judd.
Judd. Mm. He was saying that there's an issue with detention centers getting overwhelmed from these federal operations because there's so many people that are here that need to be processed and then, you know, sent back. So it's causing issues with room and, you know, jails and stuff now. I don't know what the takeaway from that is. The takeaway seems to be, well, just don't do it, you know, is what half the country says. And then the other half of the country goes, okay, well, let's just speed it up, I guess.
Or let's just instate alligator Alcatraz sooner rather than later.
Oh, it's open.
Is it open?
I think it's open now.
It's ready for business?
It's open. It's accepting clientele.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is it actually called? Is it called that?
I think so.
Alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah.
I didn't know if that's like its slave name or if that's actually what this center is called.
Well, you're right. It probably does have an actual official name, but I don't know.
Like Everglades Detention Center.
Yeah. Alligator Alcatraz official name. Looks like people have looked this up before. The official name for Alligator Alcatraz is not officially confirmed, but is widely for social nickname. Okay. So I mean, maybe that's it? What it is called then.
Is no nickname. It's its name.
It is its name. Okay. All right. Well, that's interesting. You know, have you ever been to conservative grounds or do you know what it is?
That is so funny that you said that. Because I was thinking about that place yesterday.
Why?
Because I am meeting a friend for coffee, a girlfriend who has just recently had a baby and she needs to get out of the house. And I was like, I will take you out of the house. We will get matcha lattes. And I said, but we have to go to a place where there are a lot of they thems because they make the best coffee. And so in my mind, when I was looking for a place, I was like, I'll pretty much go anywhere but conservative grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Their coffee is probably garbage. I mean, I don't know that. I don't want to say that. Are they a sponsor?
No. I would like to introduce our new sponsor.
No, I'm sure the coffee is wonderful, but for me, in my mind, I want to see someone with purple hair and a nose ring when I get my matcha latte with almond milk.
Well, I will say this because I was with my partner, Julia, the other day. My fiance, and Now, I had gone to conservative grounds before just to go there because I wanted to see what it was like. I mean, it was in the news and I think Creative Loafing wrote about it or something. So I wanted to see what it was. And I don't know if you've ever been inside of
it. No, I've never been.
It's like a makeshift Oval Office, which would be a really good place to do the podcast, actually. A big desk and everything. Maybe I should reach out to them. And then it's just filled with like memorabilia, Trump, DeSantis, Alligator Alcatraz, just like tchotchkes and things to sell, pins everywhere, all over the walls. And then they have a nice little coffee bar. And the coffee is very good.
It is?
It's really good.
But do they make good like lattes with the foam art?
Yes. So in fact, Julia was like, we were going to go, we're going to go have some lunch and go to the thrift store. And because she was leaving, so I snuck out a little early from work and went and had lunch. And she goes, will you do me a favor? And I said, yeah. And she goes, will you go into conservative grounds? Because I really like their, what is it? Chai. Their chai is latte. Apparently, their chai latte is amazing at conservative grounds.
How would she even know that?
Because I got her something when I went in there. She refused to go in. She would not go in. Or no, she did go in the first time.
Okay.
But she was like, I'm not going back in ever.
But she'll, as long as you buy it, it's okay. If she doesn't want to go in.
She wanted the chai latte from conservative grounds because of how good it is, but didn't want to go in to the store because it just freaks her out. It's just too much. And it is like a lot, I will say. Sure. Like even for me, I'm like, this is like a flea market. It's kind of weird in here. But when I went in, it was just some like cute 19-year-old girl that was the barista there. And she just made some delicious chai lattes and I left.
And it was just as good. Like your fiance was just as impressed. Like
she loved it.
It was great. Okay. That's really good. Amazing.
She said, I hate to say it, but it's really good. It's one of the best.
I guess we're going to conservative grounds this weekend, baby.
I would be interested to know your opinion of it because it is like a lot. It is very in your face with just like politics. But I mean, like you said, the other ones like Black Crow and St. Pete, they have like, you know, BLM flags and trans flags hanging all over the place.
But also, this is
other side of the coin.
Well, this is how I feel about that. Like, to be honest with you, I feel like even though you do get the pride flag and you get all the flags, it's just a better vibe than like in your face politics.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Cause like, yeah, there's a flag, but other than that, you know, they got some cute wicker chairs and marble tables. Like, I don't want to look like I'm in grandpa's house.
That's what it looks like. It's the furniture is kind of cheap. There's, you know, TVs all over the place too.
Oh, I don't want that in a coffee shop. That belongs in a bar.
It's not even Fox that's on the TV. It's like OAN or Newsmax.
InfoWars.
Yeah. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to go, but it is an interesting concept and they must be doing well, right? Like, I think they host a lot of people who do like town halls or who are campaigning, who are conservatives. I know that maybe I don't know that, but I feel like people that I knew that ran for office as a Republican, like did events or meet and greets there.
It's kind of like a clubhouse. I get the feeling like people meet up there and, you know, hang out and watch OAN, I guess. Older boomers.
Oh, why is that so unappealing to me, even though I'm kind of on their side?
I get it. You know what I mean? It's just because it's too much. Yeah, exactly. Just relax a little bit. Go into the voting booth and pull the lever for whoever you want, but get it out of my face.
Yeah, because you got to think, like, even when I go to a regular coffee shop, which is typically, you know, run by them's, there's no like CNN playing or NPR blasting. It's just nice, quiet music. Maybe you have a couple flags, but that's it.
Yeah.
A couple flags. I can deal with some flags.
It's annoying. I mean, I don't know.
I associate it in my mind with good coffee. So I don't even mind it when I'm there. I'm like, of course, I want to see the pride flag. I need to see the pride flag.
I want to see some weird flag that I have to look up. Be like, oh, lesbians have their own flag.
Yeah.
How about that? Hey, I didn't know.
What's with that? I don't know if you've noticed this recent development. I noticed this over the last pride. I believe that they've added on to the rainbow, trans, black and brown flag, there's a circle now in the yellow triangle. a purple circle. And I don't know what that means.
Purple circle.
Purple circle in pride flag.
Yellow triangle.
Yeah.
On pride flag.
I said to myself, question mark?
Meaning.
What is that?
Let's look it up. Power of the internet. Oh, this is, sorry, this is Brave. I have the Brave browser, which I highly recommend everybody use. However, the search engine.
Not great.
It's not good. Sorry.
Yeah, that's it. That purple. The
yellow triangle with the purple circle on the progress pride flag represents the intersex community. The symbol also found on the separate intersex pride flag. Man, it's a lot. Well, okay, so what's intersex
mean? It's when you got both. Those are the only people who are like...
Hermaphrodite?
Kind of, yeah.
So both, you have both a penis and a vagina.
It's like...
On your body.
So maybe you have like XXY chromosomes. So you're technically a male, but you got two X's. So you got like a little, you know?
I don't...
Or you have like Y0... Or,
okay, intersex refers to a condition in which a person's biological sex characteristics, such as chromosomes, gonads, hormones, or genitalia, do not fit neatly into traditional. Okay, so you're right.
It's like genetic physical abnormalities. It's not an ideology. It's a biological thing.
See.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. These people, I actually kind of feel a little sorry for.
Sure. Yeah. It's well. Would you say it's a disability? I don't want to be offensive, but...
It's an abnormality. I think I can say that.
Yeah.
Where sometimes they look like the sex that they are or identify, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't. I saw a whole thing, a whole documentary on them actually pretty recently. It was kind of weird.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've just been told that intersex is not a disorder. While some intersex people may have additional health needs, there's nothing wrong with bodies looking a little different.
That's not what we mean.
That's
okay.
A chick. That's just a lady. A fat lady. On the sorry, but
also offensive.
Maybe.
Just kidding.
Maybe a little bit.
But yeah, maybe they have like a very large C L word. Or maybe they have like a very small, you know.
What the hell? This person looks like me.
You!
What the hell?
You're intersex. It all makes
oh
sense
no
now.
Yo, that's me.
Click on that thing.
Okay, pull it up. Holy hell, that's me, dude.
To show the people, dude, that's Will all day. Oh my god,
that's me, dog.
Bro,
that sucks.
Yeah,
sorry. Wow. Learning a lot today.
Oh, no.
Any hooser. We're just going to get rid of
that. Oh, man, that was great.
813-693-2124. So the good news or good aspect of watching YouTube or a Rumble is that you can see that that intersex individual looks exactly like me. So if you're listening on audio, check us out, willsyoutube.com. We stream every Wednesday at 6 p.m. And it's free and it's fun. And tell your friends about it. And hopefully you'll join us next week. And if you're joining us now, thank you. Should we do the big news, the breaking news that happened?
Oh,
this are you tricky. Aware of this even?
Did this just happen like today?
This just happened today. So earlier in the week, this is the Jeffrey Epstein news cycle for Donald Trump has just been absolutely horrible. I think he's lucky that Hunter Biden decided to give an interview to the Channel 5 guy. Mm-hmm. And he went on a complete tirade, which I think he was high. Did you watch it? It was 3 hours.
I tried to watch some of it, but work got in the way.
Yeah,
I forgot afterwards.
It's long. But he went off against everybody. And I saw today... Some of the people that he kind of that Hunter Biden chastised was the Pod Save America. Do you know that podcast?
Yeah, on New York Post.
Right? No, it's Obama's former staff had this podcast called Pod Saves America. And it's kind of like you know.
Is that maybe the one with Bruce Springsteen?
He might have been a guest. It wouldn't surprise me, but I've never listened to it. But I think they're kind of just like the leading Democratic, you know, voices in the podcasting world is how I would describe them. But Hunter Biden went on a tirade against those guys, said a lot of expletives towards them. And it was funny because now those guys are against Hunter Biden. So now they're saying that his appointment to the Burisma board was because his father was president. And that's a problem, which was being said many years ago
by Trump.
Yes.
During the quid pro quo thing.
Yes. And he was called a conspiracy theorist for it. But now we're allowed to talk about it, of course, because Hunter Biden.
Wrong people. Yeah.
By the way, they're looking for their Joe Rogan on the left. I got news. It's Hunter Biden. It's Hunter Biden. Get him. He's a podcaster through and through. After watching the interview, you can watch
all 3 hours.
No, I'm still working, piecing my way through it. I've seen all the clips now, you know, the big ones where he trashes certain people.
I read about it. The Ambien.
Mm-hmm. He talked a lot about we when he was talking about his dad's time in office.
We?
Like what we accomplished, which is bizarre.
Maybe he meant like the Democrats.
I think he was running the show for a period of time.
No wonder why the country was in shambles. Yeah. Hunter Biden was president for 4 years.
He was president for a long time. He was hanging out in the Oval Office. Remember they found the cocaine? He addressed that too.
And yeah, whatever happened with that? It just like...
Nothing.
No, but I know, but like what was the resolution was just like, we don't know whose it is. Yeah, it just kind of like fell out of the news cycle.
And they just said they couldn't trace it to one certain person, so it just got dropped. But it's hit. I mean, come on.
And it was cocaine.
It was cocaine.
It wasn't like some other thing. Like
it was found in the portion of the White House that's like the residential portion. So somebody was like sleeping there, or staying there. So
clearly not sleeping there,
not sleeping there, doing cocaine in there.
Yeah,
whatever. So, but yeah, I'm telling you, after watching that interview, I'm convinced. He's a podcaster through and through. He can be the left Joe Rogan.
That would be amazing. Could you imagine just pounding White Claws, interviewing prostitutes?
he's got a pardon. So like he can't get in trouble. He can't
get in trouble for anything he's done in the past, but what about in the future? That's what I'm saying. It's not like a forever past.
Well,
right? Like,
yeah, but anything. Well, I don't know. It might be.
I don't know.
That would be amazing.
Written.
That would be so good.
The Hunter Biden experience. I'm game. I'll watch that more than Rogan show.
Yeah. I don't even watch Rogan anymore, really. Find him boring. So earlier last week, I guess, the Wall Street Journal, which gets kind of people say that's conservative media. Would you say what? Wall Street Journal is conservative? I think their editorial is leans right.
I don't read the Wall Street Journal.
I don't really.
But of what I know of the Wall Street Journal, I thought it was pretty hardcore left leaning.
Interesting. Because
of what I thought.
Yeah.
Because everything I've seen when it is an editorial, at least what I've seen, is like, why Trump sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, a piece.
Yeah. Well, I think the editorial probably leans a little right from what I've seen. But they put a story out last week saying that. But this is one of those things, you know, where they saw something. Can you show us the thing? No. But here's what we saw. Then they write down. So what they said they had.
Who is they?
The Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
They said they obtained or saw or some a picture or whatever allegedly drawn by Donald Trump to Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, like a birthday card. Yeah, I read about that. Yeah.
And he drew like a naked lady in it. And he said like some secrets never end or something like that, which is weird.
Sounds a bit rich.
It's weird. Well, that's the thing. Can you show it to us? No, they won't show you, you know, what it is. They can only describe it to you. So sorry, I don't believe you if you can't show it to me. I'm not going to take your word for it.
And this is because like a source has told them or...
They claim that they saw it. This drawing.
These journalists saw it.
That person who wrote the story saw it and wrote a story about it. Trump said, no, I don't. What was the words he used? He didn't use drawing. He says, I never wrote a picture. He doesn't know drawing is a word that he doesn't draw. He said, I never wrote a picture in my life, and that doesn't sound like me in the text. Which it doesn't really sound like him, because it's very like poetic almost. It doesn't really sound like how he speaks.
Did they read the birthday card?
Yeah, I mean, I can try to find it for you.
That is you.
I'd get this person out of here. Looking at the intersex person. Trump letter to Epstein. Do it on the fly here. Okay, here it is. So we'll share this tab instead. So this is the letter. Wall Street Journal birthday letter to Epstein bore Trump's signature and drawing of a naked woman. He said, I never wrote a picture in my life. I don't draw pictures of women, he said, according to the journal. It's not my language. It's not my words. Which I will agree. Do they have the
text?
The text from the alleged letter in here?
It said, like, happy birthday, and then...
It said, so, I mean, it was creepy. It was like, oh, happy birthday, and may every day be another wonderful secret, is what was on the letter.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That we don't know, that we haven't seen. But the news today, Wall Street Journal again, Trump was told that he was named in the Epstein files months ago by Pam Bondi.
Of course. That doesn't mean that he was guilty. It doesn't mean he's not guilty.
Doesn't mean he's not guilty.
Yeah.
Donald Trump was informed months ago by Pam Bondi that his name appears multiple times in the Jeffrey Epstein files the same day she recommended against releasing all documents, according to a new report. Senior administration officials claim that Attorney General Bondi told Trump during a May 2025 meeting that his name was found in the Epstein documents more than previously thought among hundreds of other high-profile individuals, which is interesting.
I've literally said this 1,000 times when I'm like, they're not getting released because it would implicate Trump. I've said this so many times. Mm-hmm. It's obvious.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Well, it's tough because he really campaigned on doing that, which politicians lie all the time and then do the complete opposite of what they campaign for. This was just such a big
promise.
Deal. Yeah, big promise that I don't even know if he concretely said he would or not.
No, but Pam Bondi did.
Pam Bondi did.
She was really the one that kind of overpromised.
Yeah.
And clearly under delivered.
Right.
I knew this was the case, it clearly, and it's not even to say that he is guilty or isn't guilty, but it's not a good look when the most notorious pedophile of all time has documents about him and the president has his name in there multiple times. But to be honest with you, this is just kind of like maybe it was Tim Dillon talking about this, but he's like, welcome to being a rich person. Welcome to your rich and powerful person. Like, you're going to bump shoulders and elbows with other people who have done some pretty nefarious things.
Yeah. Well, it's... I was always... We kind of talked about it. Me and I can't remember who it was in the comments about when you had your technical difficulties. I kind of thought that if he was in there, that... Because everything else got thrown at him, the kitchen sink.
Right, and that it would be released.
Somehow
by
leaked.
By the Democrats.
However, I'm kind of back to now, is that this is mutually assured destruction.
That's what I'm saying. Is that along hundreds of other... So what are you going to redact, like, 50 names from a document except for one, Donald Trump's name?
I'm not surprised that they... I'm kind of surprised they didn't do that.
Yeah, maybe...
But it was such a high profile thing that everybody is kind of on board with, like, what happened here? Like, this is a sane society cannot allow this to go unpunished. So Democrats and Republicans alike, I think, were pretty in on the Epstein files.
Yeah, maybe I have a hot take on this, Will.
Okay, let's hear it.
Should we save it for the...
Is it dirty?
Not dirty, but it just kind of...
Leave him with a little teaser.
Yeah, a little tease.
Okay, I like that. So Anna's got a hot take about this. We're going to say goodbye to podcast listeners and our friends over at Radio St. Pete. I would encourage you again, folks, to come join us on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. It's myself, Will Koontz, and it's Anna Hummel, and we're talking about, who knows, getting your ex deported. We talked about that. We're talking about Jeffrey Epstein. We talk about a lot of fun things local to the Tampa Bay area, but also other stuff worldwide. That's kind of in the news, and it's fun. And hmbradio.substack.com, you can sign up for free, get the podcast early, and if you contribute, I believe it's $5 a month, you get the whole uncensored portion that we do, a little bit of uncensored naughty talk behind the paywall. So join us over there, hmbradio.substack.com. And 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. If you want to get a hold of us, that's a good way to do it. Beano Cook reached out, wanted to know how everybody was doing. Beano, I was calling Cook? Him Dino Cook.
Oh, just in general, like how our lives are unfolding?
Yeah, just he likes to check in. I think he likes to have a few drinks sometimes and call in, leave a message. I always appreciate it. Beano, it's good to know. His name shows up as Mark, but I think maybe it's a nickname.
Maybe you don't want people to know that.
Maybe not. But Beano Cook, he calls in a lot and checks in on us. And you should do the same. Send us text. I respond to those pretty often if I have a few minutes. 813-693-2124. See you next week. And we're going to go check out Anna's hot take now. So goodbye.
Hey.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.